Zoom-trapper. Hvor som hvorfra.
Nowadays, when I hear someone say something like, I've been through hell today, or I have the job from hell, I gotta laugh. They don't know the first thing about being in hell. I do. I've been there and back. My journey was a hard road, but it began, oddly enough, in a barn, owned by a horse rancher in the foothills off the 210 north of Burbank. All right. Hiding in the hayloft. Got it cornered.
Give it up, Casper! You're all mine!
Come on. That's the problem with ghosts. They can manipulate electromagnetic fields. Once the energy surges, the sparks start flying. And in an old barn like this, well... Son of a... That's all I need. Gotta get this fire out, fast! To my left is a water pump and an old wooden bucket. To my right is a ladder and some tools. In front of me is the hayloft. Behind me is the barn door. To my left is a water pump and an old wooden bucket. To my right is a ladder and some tools. In front of me, can't bail yet. I'm here to trap a ghost. Let me see if I can get enough water on these flames. Nah, it's no use. The flames are climbing up the walls fast. Focus on the ghost, Kane. To my left, maybe this ladder will reach the hayloft. Looks like it should reach. Ladder weighs a ton. To my left is a water. Up I go. Soul Trap's picking up a presence. There, in the corner.
Dirty Harry had his 44 Magnum. Van Helsing had his crucifix and stake. I have the Soul Trap. It locks and loads on ghosts and lets me track and capture them.
I need to aim the Soul Trap at a ghost long enough for it to lock on. Then I pull the trigger to suck it in and capture it. It's off to the right. Oh, it got away from me. Gotta home in on it again. Aim to the left. Oh, it got away from me. Gotta home in on it again. Aim to the left. Oh, it got away from me. Gotta home in on it again. I need to aim the Soul Trap at a ghost long enough for it to lock on. Then I pull the trigger to suck it in and capture it. Aim to the left. Oh, it got away from me. Gotta home in on it again. It's off to the right. Oh, it got away from me. Gotta home in on it again. It's off to the right. Aim to the left. Aim to the left.
Fire!
Oh, it got away from me. Gotta home in on it again. I need to aim the Soul Trap at a ghost long enough for it to lock on. Then I pull the trigger to suck it in and capture it. It's off to the right. It's off to the right. It's off to the
Fire!
Aim to the left. Aim to the left. It's off to the right.
Fire!
Got him. Uh-oh. Sounds like cop sirens. Better get down from here fast. The way back down is behind me. Down I go. Smoke is heavy. Gonna end up a strip of smoked bacon if I don't bolt. Now! To my left is a water pump and an old wooden bucket. To my right is a ladder. Can't go back in there, unless I want to end up in an urn. To my left is a water pump. About time to leave this tinderbox. Got out of there just in time. Gotta hide the Soul Trap before the cops get here. It can't fall into the wrong hands. Rancher Rick is to my left. There's a well over to the right. Looks like the cavalry's coming from straight ahead. Behind me, The barn is a four-alarm disaster. Can't let the cops see where I hide it. Rancher Rick is to my left. Can't let the cops see where I hide it. Rancher Rick is to my left. There's a well over to the right. I thought so. A well. I see the flashing lights. They're close. Fire trucks and, yep, the cops. I'll drop the soul trap in this bucket and lower it halfway down the well. Ned'll find it.
Freeze! Or I'll blow your damn head off!
I'm a trigger-happy cop. Keep your mouth shut, Kane. Do what they say.
Face down on the ground! Now!
Hey, let's teach this punk a lesson.
Guys! Come on, guys! Can't we all just get along?
All right, barn burner. You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney. He'll be appointed to you, but not by a barn burner.
I placed my one phone call to Dr. Ned Ross. Told him I was bruised and battered, but feeling well. Very well. Forrest Gump could have figured it out. Ned found the soul trap, bailed me out, and 4 hours later, we were back at my place. Home Sweet Home is a second-story, one-bedroom pigsty in the corner of Yucca and Cahuenga. What can I say? I'm cheap, and pretty classless. I'd rather spend what few bucks I have tooling up my ghost hunting gear than paying a wad on a more respectable crib.
My ribs are killing me, but I can still taste that smoke.
So? I've been tasting smoke since I was younger than you. How old are you now?
27.
Started smoking my second year at Cal Poly. Hasn't done me any harm.
Ever try inhaling barn timbers?
36 years I've been smoking 3 packs a day. That's gotta equal a few barns, kid.
Fine. You're the recipient of the Black Lung Award.
Can I make a speech?
How about saying something useful? Like, you'll take the soul trap if I get locked away.
Forget it, Kane. As long as you have it, I think we're safe. If I end up with it, someone will come after it.
You have to take it. You're the one who built it.
Technically, it was your father who built it. I just designed it. Well, aspects of it.
You know what I mean.
If you get locked up, I think we should just destroy it.
You're crazy. We'll make a decision later. Right now, I'm ready to rock. Get me inside.
Get on the gurney, wire yourself up, and get your noggin settled.
The soul trap isn't just a weapon. It's a means of communication. With Ned's help, I can project my consciousness, my soul, into the device. It's a hell of a trip. You never know what you're gonna find inside.
You're wired and ready. Take your mind to Alpha.
It's like having an acid trip inside a lucid dream. Sometimes, when my mind is racing, it takes hours. Sometimes a few minutes. It's a combination of meditation, Kriya breathing techniques, biofeedback, and prayer that puts my brain on a certain wavelength that lets my soul leave my body and travel deep into the soul trap.
Relax, kid. Match your heartbeats to the patterns. You got it. Keep it up.
The more I do it, the easier it gets. But every journey inside takes a real toll on my body. The room where I land was designed to look like the prototypical interrogation room. Some ghosts get intimidated in such a cold place. Some don't. Most ghosts refuse to leave the earthly realm for one reason or another. The soul trap lets me give them a shove. By throwing a lever, I open the door that banishes the spirit from the earthly realm to the afterlife. Ahead of me is the ghost. He looks like he's from the late 1800s.
Dan Burnett, what's this all about? Where in tarnation am I? You some kind of lawman?
Do I look like one?
You got me locked up in this here cold room. This metal furniture under this single light that's not even lit by a flame.
What should I talk to this guy about? Tell me your name.
Skeeter Jackson's the name. Gold mining's the game. Dadgum. Can't believe I got taken in by a horn-swoggling pup like you.
Why were you haunting that ranch?
Bite your tongue, you spirit-spoiling sprout. I don't know what you're spouting on about.
Listen up, pal. For whatever reason, when you died, you didn't want to exit peacefully through your portal. So how would you like a nice shove? I have that power. So start spilling your beans.
All right, all right. The year was 1867. I was tin panning in the hills of Tahunga Canyon, near the Monte Cristo gold mine. I wasn't making a lick of progress, but it seemed like everyone around me was yelling Eureka. One of those miners told me about a sure way to strike it rich.
Go on.
You had to light yourself some candles and summon up one of the devil's cohorts, a demon that goes by the name of Berith. For the cost of your soul, that old demon would turn worthless metal into pure gold. Well, I summoned me up that demon and gave him a hunk of iron pyrite the size of a bear skull.
Fool's gold.
Well, that fool's gold became real gold.
And you got rich.
That I did.
Enjoy your fortune?
Hell yeah. Until I blew it.
How?
Gambled away a lot of it. Made a lot of friendly women very wealthy. Drank an ocean of whiskey. And got swindled out of the rest of it.
What should I talk to this guy about? How'd you die?
Got desperate for that which I pissed away. Tried to rob a bank, but botched it. Ended up shooting a deputy in cold blood. A posse of dad-burned lawmen tracked me down on the land where you trapped me and hung me from an oak tree by where that barn stood.
What should I talk to this guy about? Why did you refuse to move on?
I'm afraid of that door made of light. I don't want to open it for fear of what's on the other side. Someone's waiting for me there. I know it.
Ahead of me is the ghost. Can't leave until I've finished with this ghost. It was time to send Skeeter to the great beyond. He was right about one thing. Someone was waiting for him on the other side of that door.
What do you plan to do there, Sheriff? Listen here, lawman. You turn me loose and I'll make you a fortune.
Not today. Happy trails, partner.
No, you can't!
You've talked forever to
Fool's gold? Damn straight. Nobody to talk to there anymore. Better get back to the land of the living. Mission accomplished.
A tin panner. You just met a man who died over a century ago. Amazing. Freaking amazing. What are the demons?
Berith, for sure. Turns metal to gold, and probably Valifor, if I had to guess. He leads thieves to the gallows.
Hate to sound like an old grandma, but you better get some rest. Your vital signs were spiking up and down the whole time.
I can rest later. I gotta prep for my trial.
What are you gonna do?
What am I gonna do? I'd say I'm going to prison, dude. That's what I'm gonna do. There I was, in what had become a familiar place, an L.A. County courtroom. The trial was shorter than one of Kimbo Slice's fights on YouTube. My ever-optimistic public defender walked me through the paces.
Here's how it's going to go down. You'll stand, the judge will sentence you, and you'll be led out in iron footwear and cuffs straight to county. Good luck, kid. And watch out in those showers.
Order in the court. Kane Price, please rise. Before I commence sentencing, is there anything you'd like to ask, Mr. Price?
Yes. Did Nickelback tickets go on sale this morning, or is it tomorrow?
I assure you this is not a joke, Mr. Price. Order in my court. Kane Price, I hereby sentence you to 2 years of supervised probation and community service. Court adjourned.
Your Honor,